entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes! Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your goddamn ears. Yes. And the place to be. If you'd like to call us and sweeten the vocal pot, the number to call is 316-768-4472. No, take a minute. Write it down. 316-768-4472. With me, as always, two men. Stout-hearted, regal, and learned. The first, a bald man named Frank. Frank, how are you doing tonight?
Hey.
Yeah, and the second, a not-so-bald man named Steve. Steve, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good.
Thank you.
I'm not regal.
You're not regal? I wanted to spruce you up. I wanted to spruce you up a bit. Give you the old...
I'll take stout-hearted and...
You like stout-hearted?
Stout-hearted is a great... great adjective, but I don't even remember the other one that you said.
I think I should have said shit-heeled,
shit-faced,
smelly, cheesy.
Oh, I smell good. I smell good right now.
Cheesy, creviced. Like, I bet you some of the crevices smell like some kind of fucking expensive cheese.
I believe that's bread in Frank's case.
Yeah. In any event. Welcome back. It's been, we took last week's show off. We didn't do a show last week. The reason for that is because I had to do some work in the house. I had to have some work done. Renovate the office where I have all the equipment. I don't want to call it a studio, but I guess that's kind of what it is. So we're back, and the work is still not done. We found that that doing this took a little bit longer than anticipated because... actually, the room was torn apart, and nothing was done beyond that. when I was looking around after the original owners had moved all their shit, I noticed there was some stain in the corner of that room, like by the baseboard, some what looked like mildew or some kind of water damage. And the home inspector didn't see this because in every room, when they had all their furniture here, it was like that just round the corner, complete perimeter job of fucking furniture. Like a desk that would go all the way around the room. In the bedroom, a fucking dresser and bed fucking console unit that would go all the way around the room. Yeah. So you wouldn't be able to see it. I mean, the guy should have had a fucking flashlight, but it's like, probably good. Probably.
I'd wallet.
First house didn't really know, didn't really
you
think
you were green.
I was. My wood was green beneath my bark. I was ready for growth, ready to jump in and get things going. But as they ripped their shit out and we started with a clean slate, that was one of the things I saw a couple years ago. And just now, after being in there and sneezing a bit and getting kind of allergic reactions from being in there too long, decided to have it looked at. So we hired a contractor who was a friend of my dad. And he cut open the wall where the mold was, or the mildew stain. And right near the bottom corner, right by the baseboard. And saw that the bottom plate. Now, do you know what the bottom plate is, Frank, of a wall? When it comes to studs, the bottom plate. What is
sill plate?
That's right.
Where the studs are nailed to on the you know the horizontal beam.
That is right. So there was in this house. There's one a single stud plate at the bottom of this wall, and the area that he cut open to take a peek behind the stain, the stud is completely rotten out.
I'm surprised no pictures have been posted. I'm surprised you haven't documented this.
I probably will after the show. Maybe I'll take a picture of the rotten fucking stud and use that as the cover art for this episode. So I was told this guy that my dad knows was going to rip the wall apart. He was going to put a new piece in. He's going to fix it all up really nice. And he does good work, and he's a great guy, and he's hardworking. But I just haven't seen him since. And now I want to get fucking aggravated, right? I want to be really pissed.
When was your last appointment supposed to be?
Well, it was supposed to be today, supposed to be yesterday, supposed to be Thursday, supposed to be Wednesday, supposed to be Tuesday.
And this is your father's friend.
So five times.
Yeah, it's my dad's friend. Now, Frank, Let me ask you this. You hire a contractor, doesn't complete the work, doesn't show up for the work, actually. How would you react?
Did you give him any money yet?
No, I haven't given him any money.
I just go move on to somebody else. But what is your father's reaction to
my
this?
My rug has been ripped up. My whole room is kind of in shambles.
Well, first of all, I just want to say something about the prior owners. First of all, they were good people. They were kind enough to leave you a couch.
They did.
I mean, you're putting the owners down, but they were good people to you. They even left you some toilet paper on your ring there.
They did actually leave. Oh, and I used it too. Am I a scumbag for using that?
Would you have used the leftover toilet paper?
By the way, when
you told me that, I wanted to throw up.
It was a 16th of an inch of a roll. How fucking how lazy am I? I didn't even change the fucking toilet paper they left. Yeah, and you know, I got news for you. Two of the three toilets in this house, Frank.
You're right.
Original seats.
Not today. Today, right?
Oh yeah, right now.
Oh, never switched out the seats.
I switched out the one that we use most frequently.
Steve, you know you're not a germphobe, but even you would get new seats, wouldn't you?
Yo, to be honest, I am somewhat of a germaphobe. Like, I'll wash my hands a lot. Like, I'll get dirty, but I'll control the dirtiness. You know, just as I know, like,
but you would replace the seats, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yes.
That's like the first thing you do when you move in is you replace those seats.
Yeah, I mean, you're not sitting on the rest of the toilet. You're only sitting on, like,
and you know what the worst part is?
Right
where the crotch is aimed, it's all scraped away to the goddamn wood.
Oh, my God.
So, like, what I've prophesized is that the woman that lived in the house had a lot of rings on as she was going and reaching for it, and it went with every wipe. She just scraped away some of the finish.
Wait, it's a wooden toilet seat?
Oh, God damn it. Let me ask you this, Frank. We have a question coming in from the chat room. By the way, every time we do a show, we're live on heroestalk.com. Go to heroestalk.com/live. If you're listening to this downloaded, Tuesday nights, we fucking own the night, okay? HeroesTalk.com/live. It is a miracle. Have you ever witnessed a miracle? Well, if you listen to our live show, guess what? Guess what? Manna from heaven, you bitch. Kremling asks, Frank, what if they don't make your model toilet anymore? Do you replace the entire thing?
What are you talking about? Make my model toilet? It's the standard toilet. You either have a round bowl or an elongated bowl. They're standard.
No. There are some
USB port, my friend.
It is not a fucking USB port. Have you ever seen
a
toilet?
It's like a USB port. It's a universal. There's a universal toilet.
Frank, I am ashamed of you. Have you never seen a toilet where the seat completely matches the odd custom shape of a fucking toilet? You've never seen that.
I guess
you're just going to take the fucking Walmart lacquered wood oval and just throw it on a fucking like a Kenmore that has some kind of newfangled shape that you're just going to ultimately shit through. I mean, are you going
to answer that person's question?
Yes.
First of all, I did replace all my toilets, whether or not I could get the seats or not. All my toilets were replaced when I moved into the house, except for the public bathroom in my house.
I don't think I've asked you this. What did you replace purely out of fear when you bought your house?
The toilets, the two toilets.
That's it, though? Like, not the kitchen sink?
No.
Because the kitchen sink is probably far more filthy than the seat of a toilet.
Exactly, but, you know, feces is what bothers me, not, you know.
I mean, based on the condition of the house I'm in now, I wouldn't be surprised if they used the fucking kitchen sink to cop diarrhea squats.
Well, let's face it. You've used a sink to pee, so why wouldn't they?
I have, what? But not the kitchen sink. You don't irrigate the fucking barbecue tongs.
He has, Steve. He has.
You don't – okay, hold on.
DJ No Style has defecated
a
in the sink.
I'm not – hold on. I have not shit in a fucking sink. I have never shit in a goddamn sink. Like a you're painting me out to be a hobo on a fucking boxcar. You fucking asshole.
I'm gonna shit and piss in the sink.
I have stood up next to a sink while brushing my teeth, mind you, and peed right into that fucking sink. You can, and by the way, if you know if you know me and you know where I've brushed my teeth, it's up to your imagination to guess which fucking sink. That's all I'm going to say. I've peed in the sink. Steve, you've never peed in the sink?
I peed in the shower very few times, and that's like the limit.
Very few times? Really? Frank, I'm going to guess every day you piss in the shower.
You know I've never peed in the shower in my life.
Oh my God. I'm going to say it's a damn near every other day thing. Pissing in the shower. I thought that was a given.
I've heard stories where they say that pissing in the shower is more water friendly for the environment because it all gets washed out. And
that's just a hippie that's trying to fucking make an excuse for their filth. I'm just a filthy guy who bathes and pees at the same time. I wouldn't do it if I were a bath person. If I bathed in a tub full of water, I would not just piss there and be like, whatever, it's my body. No, it's going right down a fucking drain. I could step out. I could in theory do a drive by, open the slider, and aim it into the toilet. But we already have water getting flushed down a drain right here.
Have you ever peed in your backyard?
I have. Yes. I have. Simply
that's,
to wart.
Way more acceptable than peeing in the shower or a sink.
Steve, you are. No, it's not acceptable. It's fucking disgusting. And I only did it because someone told me it would ward off the creatures that want to eat my vegetable garden. And by the way, you were fucking absolutely wrong. I put a goddamn liter and a half of fucking piss all around my vegetable garden. And I didn't get but one cherry tomato.
Steve told you to do that?
Not Steve. Whoever the fuck told me. I don't even remember. St. Patrick told me. I don't know who the fuck told me.
There used to be a friend of our show, a good guy. His name was Dan and Cal. He used to pee along in his backyard to ward off the snakes.
Well, maybe maybe I tried to.
I work for snakes. Yeah. I don't know about deer.
Well, he would text you and say he's making
chocolate
milk by pissing in the dry brown dirt. Looked like Nesquik, he said.
No, there's actually – there was a study out of somewhere in a Scandinavian country that they said wood – like burnt wood, human urine – wood ash, urine, and something else. You mix it together, good for tomatoes. Best fertilizer you can use.
Well, guess who's going to be pissing come morning all over my fucking tomato garden that I just planted this weekend, by the way. Thank you.
Only tomatoes? Any other vegetables?
Tomatoes, peppers – and I do have a hanging strawberry plant. I do have one of those. They're all going to be gone. All of it's going to be gone. Fucking birds. By the way, we have wild strawberries growing in our fucking lawn because the deer uses our fucking backyard as a fucking trough toilet.
It's their home too.
It's not their home. No, it's not their fucking home.
You took their home from them.
I'm sick of you defending like a origin. With the Native Americans and now the deer.
You took their
We're
home.
Here now. We're here now.
If you live in New Jersey, you have taken a home for an American Indian.
Yeah, that's true. But the thing
all right,
is.
That's it. First of all, Steve, what you just said is totally an oxymoron.
But no, here's
what,
the thing,
American
Frank.
Indian?
You think it's
Native
okay?
Native American?
Would you think it's okay if Squanto decided to pitch a fucking teepee right next to your kid's little sandbox? Because it's his land. He was there first.
I accept it. It's called reparations.
You would not accept it. If some guy claiming to be a fucking Native American made a tent in your backyard.
I actually wish – you know what? I wish I was – if I could pick any other nationality other than Italian, I wish I was a Native American.
What, do you like whiskey and losing money and complaining about sports? What's so good about it?
I don't know about losing money. I think they've overcome that stereotype by opening casinos everywhere.
You know what? That's overrated. Not every goddamn Native American is rich and wealthy and living off those casino dollars. I mean, somebody has to sit in the longhouse for the white fucking field trips.
The wigwam.
Yeah.
They're pretty destitute as a people, though.
Yeah, exactly. So Frank wants to be destitute. You're telling me, Frank, if somebody set up a fucking traditional Native American village in your backyard, you would be completely cool with it.
I will say this, bucket list item number 84, I would love to sit in a teepee. Have you ever been 84? In a teepee?
Yes.
Yeah, at like Space Farms.
I was just about to say Space Farms, New Jersey.
By the way, Space Farms in Sussex, New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right, Space Farms. They.
What happened to Space Farms, by the way? The germ freak got urinated on by a tiger.
You did not. Fuck you. You did not. No, that's my story. I didn't get pissed on by the tiger, but somebody.
Ken, are you? I'm going back like 3 or 4 years in the show. We discussed this.
You did.
I got urinated on by a tiger. Remember, it smelled like popcorn. I said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember now.
You want to dip popcorn in it?
And they can aim, too. They can aim. My boss, actually, when I worked at the computer lab, she told me that this one guy, when she was there, this one guy was giving the tiger a whole lot of shit and making faces at it and making taunting noises at it. And that fucking tiger turned around, lifted the tail, and pissed right in that guy's fucking face.
Nice.
And I'll tell you what, I said it back then, but I did not mind the smell. Because it was really? Buttered popcorn. Who's against buttered popcorn?
Write a letter to Glade. They need a new flavor called Tiger Piss / Buttered Popcorn. Well, now, wait, actually, now I think you've unlocked the mystery behind the delicious Jelly Belly buttered popcorn jelly bean. It's nothing but pure congealed tiger piss. Fuck. You know what? I'm not mad at them. They figured it out. They figured it out. So yeah, so my wall is completely torn apart. The stud is rotten through. I don't know if there's mildew behind it, but I could only assume because there was a spigot right above it that probably leaked for a few years. Like every other thing, they patched it up on the outside the best they could to cover it and to
get
rid of
this fucking house. Were they the original owners of the
house? I would think so. I think they were. They were. Original owners from 1970 until 2009. And, oh boy, did they fucking do a good job concealing all the fucking horrors.
You know what? I mean,
a business for that.
It wasn't that. You got off pretty good. I mean, it wasn't that. When I moved into my first house, that was a friggin' nightmare. I mean, I had to.
Why?
We had to re-drywall the entire house because it was saturated with dog urine, all the drywall and everything.
Now, nice. Wait, hold on. Was it actually was it actually saturated in dog piss, or was that just the vision you saw from mania?
All right, long story short, 1997, I bought my first dwelling, and the house was the woman had actually died in the house. She was a paraplegic. She died in the house.
Oh,
she had
Christ.
About a half a dozen cats and dogs. So, you know, they pretty much had the run of the house for several months. So we moved into the house, and the whole house was paneled. So we took the paneling down, and the drywall was just saturated with urine. The nails were rusty from the urine.
Oh, God.
It stunk so bad. It took a couple of months for the smell to finally get out of the house, but it was a fucking – I had huge buyer's remorse, man.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did your germ freak phobia –
how high up
start?
Did the dog get it, though? What did they have, fucking a great Dane?
No, well, we had it – we replaced from like the half the wall down.
Oh.
And not only that, but the entire carpeting, when I rolled it up, you could literally wring it out with urine.
Oh, shit. That padding.
Man.
That fucking paper mache padding.
It gave me such a fucking headache.
Every color under
and
the
as
sun.
Far as the germ thing, Steve, I think we've discussed this. Although I find it disgusting, you
animals.
Know, I don't have a phobia against, you know.
Urine? Yeah.
Animals don't bug him. You know, animals and his own kids and himself. It's a controlled system. It's just other people. That's the only avenue of germs that you hate. Frank, if you're in my shoes, you know, the guy's canceled several times. I want your reaction.
Well, you didn't answer my question. What is your father's reaction? What does he
say? I can't
say
tell you that yet. Okay?
Oh.
I'm asking for your reaction of
let
this.
Let me ask you one question prior to that. Is this a good friend of your father or just an acquaintance of your father?
He works with him.
Okay. I'd go on somewhere else. I don't know what the problem is. You move on somewhere else. Are you afraid of offending this guy or offending your father? I'm not sure.
Just move on with another person. You're going to be completely fine with it. You're not going to be aggravated. You're not going to be pissed off.
I would be happy to be getting a new guy in. That's not.
No, I'm not. Who am I going to be pissed off about? First of all, maybe he didn't even want to do the job and he felt pressured because your father
asked. That's not it, actually. My dad told me, he called me as I was on my way to work the day that it was supposed to be done, one of the days. And he said, it's not happening today. I go, what do you mean? He can't make it. I said, what are you talking about? He just can't make it. So now, and I hung up, and I dropped the dog off at my parents' house. So I'm fucking fuming. I'm like, I want to fucking get this thing done. I want to finish this fucking room. Get this shit out of here. Because right now, I'm in like a small hallway just outside of the fucking room. So I'm looking into a room that has linoleum tile from 1970 with all fucking scuffs and fucking marks all over it, even though I mopped it 16 fucking times. A goddamn hole in the wall, a rotted stud. I'm looking at that and I'm like, I just want to fucking finish this. I want to fucking finish it. I want to get it done. So I'm pissed off. And I get there to my parents' house and I'm ready to like just let my dad know how fucking pissed off I am at this. And, I find out the reason my dad recommended this guy is because he works with him, and the guy needs some money, needs some work. The reason for it is because
he's broke,
he's an alcoholic.
His wife is sick.
Well, like, she ain't that sick.
She's
wow, Frank. All right, yeah, no, that totally
changes. When people say sick. They're not talking about a fucking, like, the cartoon picture of somebody with a fucking a heat pack on their head and a thermometer in their mouth. She's got cancer. So now I'm not able to be pissed off at this. All
right, that changes the face of it. I mean,
I can't be pissed off, and I don't feel like I can move on with another person because the guy needs money, needs work. And he's in a fucking tough spot as it is.
Yeah.
You know? So it sucks because I have a rotten fucking water-damaged wall that isn't getting fixed as far as I can tell because, you know, there's a... When you're in that position, there's fucking appointments, there's everything, things come up, things happen, you know, you got to be there. And I totally understand. But there's still going to be this part of me that's fucking just furious. Just absolutely furious.
Did he call you at all?
No, I'm getting this all secondhand for my dad.
Like, is that the acceptable route to go through your dad?
I don't think I even have the guy's number.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So it's a little bit fucking difficult.
Yeah.
But in spite of all of this.
At what point will you say enough is enough? A month? 2 months?
If in a month I don't have anything done, I will be unhappy and I will probably have gotten this all set up. I will have gotten somebody else. I'll probably come up with something else for him to do just because I feel like, you know, I feel for the guy, you know? I mean, it's like your whole life is fucking teetering when you're in that situation. And I haven't been directly in that situation. I've had... relatives that have been sick and that have died, and it's been horrendous. But this is, you know, I think it's different when it's a spouse. You know, I mean, you depend on that person. You're planning to be with that person. You know, and there's a lot of uncertainty for this guy's life right now. And as pissed off as I think I know I am and think I could be. I don't think I should be. I don't know. But
yeah, that definitely complicates. That's a complication.
Yeah, and in spite of all this bad news, a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of good news, something a long time coming for the DJ New Style show could be in the works. In 2005, I was asked when I called into Best in Show, if I could interview anyone, who would it be? My reply, being pragmatic, realistic, my reply was Danny Cooksey from Different Strokes, young redheaded Sam. And here we are in 2012. Celebrities are accessible. They're on Twitter.
Wait. What did you say?
Celebrities are accessible.
Wait. Before the word accessible.
Twitter? Well, I don't know. What are you reaching for?
Yeah. Is this person on the line right now?
No.
Okay, could you say the word celebrity?
Yes.
And Danny Cooksey and celebrity, that they don't go together, my friend.
Yes, just they do.
Right, hold on. Are you saying...
Just an F-U-R-I.
An
F-U-R-I.
F-Y-I.
Are you saying that Danny Cooksey is not a celebrity?
I am unequivocally saying that, first of all, Danny Cooksey is not only not a celebrity, but he's not even an entertainer. There you go.
I think you just don't want to lose the contest because Danny Cooksey, when I said, make it happen, Cooksey, in 2005, I said I wanted to interview you, make it happen. I at-replied him. He replied back, get ready to clap, Steve and Frank, with, let's do it. That is a major celebrity.
Let me tell you
that has tweeted me back.
I said it once and I say it again. A celebrity is somebody that all age groups would know, okay? I bet you if you asked your father who Danny Cooksey is, he would have no idea.
Okay, Frank. No, hold on, Steve, hold on.
I proved my point.
Frank, go wake up Luke, get him downstairs, and ask him who Liberace is.
Come on.
Okay?
Let's ask him
who Elvis is. Ask him who fucking Hank Williams is. They're fucking celebrities that are not going to be known eternally, you fucking idiot. Not every celebrity is a legend.
Danny Cooksey. Next thing you're going to do is get Danny Pintoro and say he's a fucking celebrity.
He would be. He was on Who's the Goddamn Boss. And I have news for you. I got news for you.
Let me say you something there, Spark Brain.
I got news for you right now about Danny Pintoro. Less of a celebrity than Danny Cooksey. Do you want to hear fucking credits? Do you want to hear fucking credits, Frank? How about a little movie called Terminator 2?
When did that come out, my friend?
1992.
Exactly.
Oscar-winning movie.
Lately, in the words of Jody Watley.
Who? Who's Jody Watley?
Jody Watley, what have you done?
I have no idea.
I guess that's not a celebrity because I've never heard of them.
I don't know. Wait. Didn't Frank at Stand to Rain, the guy that's known to who?
That guy was a celebrity.
Let me ask you something, Kenny boy. Let me ask you this. Is it once a celebrity, always a celebrity? In other words, will somebody lose celebrity status?
No. How about this, Frank? How about this?
I know how you gloss.
How about this? If they're part of a project that will live on forever, then there will always be a celebrity.
So you're saying that
Terminator 2 will always be a movie that gets props.
And Danny Cooksey was playing.
So are you saying that once a celebrity, always a celebrity? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think so. I mean, I think you can definitely lose celebrity, but
is O.J. Simpson a celebrity?
Oh, without question. Without question, he's just never had the.
What about Aaron Moran?
Who?
Aaron Moran.
Are you talking about Joni?
I'm talking about Shortcake.
Who?
Shortcake?
I don't understand your reference. What the fuck is Shortcake?
Obviously, you never watched the Happy Days. Fonz referred to her as Shortcake.
Well, I guess that she's not a celebrity then, right? Okay. Frank, of course, she's
living
a fucking celebrity.
Trailer working at Walmart today.
What?
Okay?
She works at fucking Walmart?
She works at Walmart and somewhere in Indiana, for Christ's sake. She lives in a trailer park.
She probably has to sort her own DVDs.
Now this woman,
she probably had to sort a box set of Joni Love Chachi or Happy Days on a fucking aisle, and she probably just opened her veins in the bathroom in the employee break room.
This woman was a star of her own show, 30 years ago, and now she's working in a Walmart. It's a shame. First of all, where are you at, Henry Winkler? Where are you at? Huh? Why don't you help her out a little bit? What about you, Richie Cunningham? This was your sister. Why don't you help her out? Don't let this.
Hold on. It's the character's sister.
I know, but still,
Frank.
Come on. You know this is bullshit. She shouldn't be. You know she was. This is ridiculous.
How many jobs have you had?
Yeah. Pardon? Exactly.
How many jobs have you had? More than 10?
No, I haven't.
Frank, you're probably doing decidedly better than a lot of the employees at ShopRite. The experience. Why don't you dig them out of their holes?
Yes.
First of
dig
all,
dig the appy guy out of his fucking alcohol and fucking scratch off ticket haze.
But when you work on a television show, there's a camaraderie, especially a 10-year run Carraro show from 1974 to 1984. That show ran
great, but they're not obligated to take care of her. She's obviously a fucking loon who can't fucking get herself together. So what are you doing? Maybe how do you know they didn't help her and she just pissed it away? You hear the fucking headline, oh, she works at Walmart, she lives in a trailer. But you don't hear the headline of like, oh, fucking Fonzie gave her $50,000 and she pissed it away on fucking Smucker's Gym.
Conrad Bain should have helped Dana Plato.
Fuck Dana Plato.
Okay, she was
Conrad Bain is the only one left for a fucking reason.
No, the other guy's Big Brother's left.
Oh yeah, that's true. But he's had a checkered past. He's probably been molested. Mrs. Garrett is not alive, is she?
She is. Charlotte Ray?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were on a fucking jam of the month exchange club with her.
Wait a second. Mr. Drummond from Different Strokes is still alive?
Healthy as a fucking horse. That guy could fucking win the goddamn Tour de France.
I just looked him up. 1923, February 4th.
That guy will live forever. Conrad Bain. Yeah, he looked about 78 in 1984. I don't know. He must be a vampire. I think he's some kind of undead.
Yeah. Conrad Bain is a great name for a vampire.
True.
Conrad Stafford Bain.
Wait, it's really Stafford?
Yeah, that's his middle name.
Wow, what a fucking upper crust bougie piece of shit he is. God damn it. Frank, why won't you just say that I won? Why can't you just say that I won? Danny Cooksey is decidedly a celebrity. More so than fucking Aaron Moran.
Evil Dick?
No.
Evil Dick? You ever hear of Evil Dick, my friend?
I've heard of him.
Evil Dick was the star of Big Brother 8.
He was the contestant on Big Brother 8.
Well,
he was the
runaway star. He won.
It's a game show. He's a contestant on a game show.
Right. He won and he was the runaway star. He has responded to me on several occasions.
Okay.
And he's more of a celebrity. I would guarantee you that if you were to poll.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Fuckface. I guarantee you if you were to poll 10 people right now to this day, more people would know who Evil Dick is than Danny Fucksy.
Okay, but how about we do it in 20 years?
We're in high school.
Danny Cooksy. Give me a fucking break. Next thing you know, you're gonna bring up the fucking the kid from Family Ties, the young son from Family Ties,
Frank,
Andrew, whatever the fuck his name was.
Frank, by the way, you are so fucking wrong on this,
jackass.
You are so wrong on this.
You've got a question.
What
is Brian?
What is your definition of celebrity? Is it that people know you or that you've done notable things?
Well, is Charles Manson a celebrity?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's done one of the most notable things there is.
So a celebrity doesn't have to. A celebrity can be somebody who's done bad things.
A celebrity can be someone that nobody knows as long as they know what they did. So, for example, if somebody created a sculpture and not everybody can name the fucking sculptor, I got news for you. That guy is a fucking notable figure. So if somebody directed a movie, but nobody can name who the director is, yet they can name the fucking movie, they've seen the movie a million goddamn times, that guy's a celebrity.
Yeah.
He has contributed greatly. He's done
Ridley
something
Scott.
That people know.
Many people don't realize Ridley Scott did Alien, the new Prometheus movie, fucking
And this guy was a
Gladiator.
Major... Danny Cooksey played a major character. He hid John Connor at the Galleria.
Covered his ass.
Yeah. They hacked the fucking ATM, got the money, and the T-1000 was looking for him, and he made like he didn't know. And John Connor got away. He was on Salute Your Shorts. Inventor. He was the practitioner of the awful waffle. Okay? Also, that's right. The most memorable part of the theme song. He was also the voice of Montana Max on Tiny Toons. He's been in the voice of several video games. Frank, you're bringing up a guy who fucking sat in a house and got filmed? Fuck you. Oh, Evil Dick! Not even a celebrity. Sorry.
Like I said, and which you kind of brushed off, if you were to get 10 people right now, more people would know who Evil Dick is than Danny Cooksey. And I refer to him as Danny Cooksey.
at a local high school.
If anybody wants to call in and you agree with Frank or you don't agree with Frank.
They're not going to agree with me because
I'd love to. Nobody
agrees with me.
Why? Why don't they agree with
you? Because it wouldn't be cool.
Because you make shitty fucking assumptions that are against the grain and only acceptable to you. Is that right? God fucking damn it, Frank.
Danny Cooksey.
I won. Steve, did I win the Celebrity Tweet Challenge?
Don't ask him. You know he's going to fucking agree with you. He's got his head set up your
ass. Okay, no. Okay, Frank, would you agree if it's determined that the bigger celebrity is Evil Dick or Danny Cooksey, a winner is determined?
A winner will be determined, but we need an impartial person to...
Well, then why don't we go to IMDb and check the star power rating?
I didn't notice what you're doing.
There is a star power rating on IMDb. Let's take a look at Evil Dick. E-V-E-L Dick, right?
I'm not sure if that's how you spell it, but let's try.
Okay, Dick Donato.
Right.
Okay, let's see his rank. I can't. Hold on a second. I can fucking... Thank you, Google Chrome. Delete this fucking upsell div. Fuck you, IMDb. I'm not paying for your fucking horse shit. Of course, it doesn't show. In any event, I don't know, but he's it says next to his name down 34,000 places. I don't have IMDb Pro, so it doesn't matter. Let's count the number
Why don't
of.
You get it.
I don't need to, Frank. I don't fucking need to.
Don't count the number of Danny Cooksey because there's no point in it because we don't know the number of Dickie.
Danny Cooksey. Let's see. Actor, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, 1991.
Wow. Pound Puppies. 21 years ago.
How about this? Kick Buttowski. Okay. A very popular children's show.
Yeah.
He was in Dr. Seuss, The Lorax, this year. Okay. Kung Fu Panda, the TV series. G.I. Joe Renegades, the fucking TV series. Phineas and Ferb.
Wow.
How about a little show called Kim Possible? How about a video game called Quake 4?
How about nothing that wasn't fucking for children? How about something mainstream, my friend?
Okay, how about...
Why do you got a hard-on for Danny Cooksey?
No, I just thought, at the time, I thought it would be a celebrity that was inactive enough to get...
So somebody who was reachable.
That's what I thought, yeah. But as it turns out, the guy's actually been working steadily.
So you had even thought that he fell off the face of the earth.
But I acknowledged him as a fucking celebrity. You choose not to because you don't want to lose your own contest. It's okay, Frank. It's old goddamn K. Wow, Frank. I don't know. I can't believe that you think that that's even a fucking thing. In any event, why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears. Oh, yes. And the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
A lot of podcasts think nothing of hitting their listeners up for money. They put their shows out for free, and they have their PayPal links and Kickstarter campaigns plastered everywhere. At Hear Us Talk, we think that's kind of gross. The whole point of doing this is to put your show out there for free so other people can enjoy it, because you enjoy making them, so you'll never see us panhandling. Instead, you should spend your money on yourself. And the way you can do that and help us at the same time is by visiting hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click the link to Amazon, make your purchase, you get something cool, and we get a small cut. And by the way, Father's Day's less than a week away. If you're still talking to your dad, you should probably buy him something really nice. So buy yourself something great, and then buy him something less great, and bring your great gift with you when you present him with his shitty gift, so that you can be a selfish cunt in front of your dad and give him a gift and fulfill the need of Father's Day. And make all of this happen through hearustalk.com/Amazon. Happy Father's Day, and if you're a bastard, happy buying yourself an iPad day. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, what's good? It's the Chill Spot for Hotties, and I'm your boy, Alex Webbs. This is the show where I hang out with all the hotties and tell them about technology, you know what I mean? So let's get right to it. You probably don't know this, but we just got a lot of news from the WWDC, the conference from Apple. They're gonna be selling new laptops. They're probably gonna be expensive. The official stance of the Chill Spot for Hotties is that you should probably save your money. Get a netbook. It's the same thing, but a lot cheaper. And you get Windows, a real operating system. I mean, a lot of people say they like Apple. You know what I mean? But Steve Jobs is out of ideas now. It's all over for them, you know what I mean? But I just don't like the iPhone. You might not know this, but the iPhone OS is Android beta. They took it. They took Android and they left it at the beta version. You should upgrade to the real version. Get a real phone and the real OS. Get an Android phone. I can get apps too. Last week I got Instagram. It's a pretty good program. You should probably use it. You can post pictures on Twitter. I posted a picture of a girl I've never spoken to in real life and left the caption, wifey, with a less than 3 heart. It's pretty cool. It's a dope picture. You should leave a comment. Now it's time for the hookup tip of the week for social networking hotties. Step 1. Get an account on Facebook. The girl you're looking at probably has one. Find her first name. Find her last name. Search for her. Get on her profile. Request friendship. You know what I mean? And while you're waiting, request the friendship of all her friends. Trust me. If one of them accepts you, that means you're a part of a crew. And that's all you need. It works. You should try it. Trust me. But this concludes the Chill Spot for Hotties. I'm Alex Webbs. Oh, and if you know any hotties that want to chill, you should probably accept my friend request on Facebook. Thank you. Welcome, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk, that's HearUsTalk.com. Thing you do with your goddamn ears, place to be. If you'd like to help us out, buy yourself something spiffy at HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Don't forget to check out our other shows, Geeks of Rage Show, that's GeeksOfRageShow.com, Best in Show Radio, BestinShowRadio.com. They will be back. Oh yes, they will soon be back. And stop by tomorrow night to this very site for a new episode of Bug Zapper Radio featuring our Texan friend, Clayton. A fantastic lineup of shows. We hope you enjoy it. Let us know. Facebook.com/HeroesTalk. We are back. We are back. Frank, how are you? Steve, you okay?
I'm great.
Is Frank even there? Or did he go and try to take a shit? Oh, you're there.
Frank's there. He's
there. You're agitated.
No, I'm not agitated.
Why don't you speak up there, asshole? I can barely hear you.
I say I'm not agitated.
Yeah. By the way, that chill spot for hotties, do you think everybody knows who that is? or are we far enough removed from the actual existence of that guy?
No, everybody does not know who that is.
You have no idea who that is?
I know who it is, but not everybody.
Well, yeah, no one really does, but they should. It's a young man named Alex who really loves technology. He loves the ladies, and he loves Russian techno. And he has a strict allegiance to Google Chrome. Strict allegiance. Frank,
if I ever met him.
Frank, who is the bigger celebrity, Danny Cooksey or Alex Webbs?
You got to go with Alex Webbs.
Of course.
Even you would agree with that.
I would agree with that. Yes. I hope him and Ashley have settled down in that two-bedroom.
You remember that, man.
Well, I just saw somebody type it in the chat room. But that was, what was her name? Dank? Her last name was Dank.
Danks.
Such a sexy last name. Actually, I just gave away somebody's fucking identity. an actual innocent person that he just targeted. what are you gonna do?
I bet you if he was,
I'm gonna look at. I'm gonna see what she's up to right now.
Is he a Facebook friend of yours, Alex Webbs?
No, I don't think. No, he has an identity that's like somebody else. Like he has a picture of somebody else.
What, Pool 2000 or Pool 3000?
His name was like Pool 3000. His name was Alex.
Exposing this guy,
Alex NYC, Alex Webbs. I don't know. And then he tried to take the name Hear Us Talk on several sites after we had a falling out. Yeah, and he blocked my phone number when I tried to call him and ask him why he did that.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me see a second here. Ashley. Unable to be found. Can't find her. You know what that means. Probably has a new last name. Probably Ashley Webbs. I think that one worked out. That one probably went the distance. That one went the distance. You know, you spend, you know, your $200 budget, your $200 one-week vacation budget buying fishbowl margaritas for an over-tan girl named Ashley. It's bound to tie that knot. Bound. By the way, Steve, we can't go any further without without wishing a fervent, because I like saying that word. I don't know why. A very, very happy and excited birthday wish to our friend Frank, who turned 42 years old and has surpassed Elvis, or at least actually caught up to Elvis in years lived.
Frank, how many days did Elvis live past his 42nd birthday?
Doesn't matter. 42 is the number. Frank, happy birthday to you. Do you feel that spring in your step slowly slackening out and just loosening up?
Well, I felt
up?
That when I was 38. So, really, but what gets me is how quickly time goes by. Because remember when I would say, "Hi, I'm 39. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 39."
Yeah.
That was 3 fucking years ago, dude. Fucking years ago.
It's true. That's how math works. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Frank. I'm 39. Hi.
No.
Hi,
you can't do it. You can't even do it anymore.
Hi, I'm fucking 42.
Can you do that again? Hi, I'm Frank. I'm fucking 42. Jesus Christ. Where did my 42. Youth go? 42.
I can remember the youngest I can remember my father was when he was 44. What's the youngest you can remember your parents being? Do you remember offhand or?
No.
You remember?
No. They had me when my dad was like 39, I think, when he had me.
Yeah, my dad was, I think,
40, I think I was a whoops.
4 or 5.
I think I was a, hey, we're in the clear. Let's let it rip, and then oops, guess not. That's what I think I came to be. Yeah. So I don't remember how old he was at the youngest I remember him.
I did find out recently I was almost a middle child.
Really?
Yeah, there was a possible child after me that didn't come to be.
Didn't take. I'm sorry. That just reminded me of what Frank said.
Didn't take?
Yes. I don't even remember what it was for. But what a fucking insensitive thing to say.
About it. Didn't take.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I don't even know what that was from. What did he... Do you remember? I remember he kept saying, oh, I guess it didn't take.
Yeah, it seems so familiar. I don't remember.
I can't remember it, but it may as well have been about a...
same thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. All right, I just fucking ruined that. Frank, how do you feel? What are you? Where are your thoughts trending towards as you are now a 42-year-old man?
I feel awful. I feel embarrassed of my age. I'm ashamed that I just don't, you know, I'm scared. I'm very scared.
Really?
Very scared.
Why are you so scared all the time? I mean, what is that?
Not why. Of what are you scared? What's scaring you?
Getting older, you're closer to death.
Well, that is true.
What if you get healthier?
That's not going to happen.
You could.
So you're resigned to death. Why don't you just kill yourself, like, tomorrow?
That's what cowards do.
Yeah, brave heroes wallow in their sadness at how quickly their life is gone.
I'm a sad clown.
Oh my God. Oh,
Christ. Frank, what do you... I mean, you turned 42, and you did point out to me that
memories fade between the pages. Just like,
okay, all right, yeah. All right, Frank.
Elvis, I've been on a big Elvis kick lately. I don't know why.
Yeah, why is it that you're on an Elvis kick?
Because I'm the age of Elvis, my friend. I passed the age of John Lennon. I passed the age of Elvis.
Is this what you're going to do now?
Are
you going to find out people that you've caught up to? And just say, well, look at them. I mean, they lived their whole life in the time that I've been alive.
We all passed James Dean. We all passed Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. And that was the 27 Club.
And Steve's little brother. Sorry. Sorry.
Who's Steve's little brother?
Oh, God, you don't listen. You don't really listen, do you?
I guess it went over my...
It was the next...
I guess it didn't take.
Just didn't take at all.
Southampton.
In any event, yeah, Frank, you pointed out that you're now 42, and you told me that you were obsessed with Elvis, and all you're doing is listening to Elvis and looking at pictures of him.
Looking at old pictures of Elvis, you know. I mean, this guy,
Nixon?
he was 42 years old, and he had an entourage. He had Yes Men. He had it's just amazing.
Is that what you want, guy, Frank? Yes Men?
Are you looking, are you out for some kind of power? Is that what it is? Because that seems
who doesn't want power? You want power. We all want power.
No. You know what power means? Power means there's someone out there that wants to kill you to get your power.
Interesting.
You don't want power. You want anonymity and...
Or there's just leeches that want to fucking ride your goddamn coattails until you're dead. That's what Elvis had. He had a bunch of people who saw a fucking fat, aging cash cow.
Are you talking about the Mafia?
Yeah. They shoved him into his ridiculous costumes... Threw him on fucking stage and just spent like they could not fucking like they've never spent before. That's what the fuck they did. They propped up a drug addicted, shitty karate doing fucking bloated asshole and fucking profited.
Karate.
Elvis did karate.
He did those karate moves on
that,
stage.
I learned that from Uncle Jesse on Full House.
John Stamos
I desperately want to see somebody take the initiative and just make a montage of all of Elvis's fucking karate footage and just put it to the Karate Kid soundtrack. I desperately want that to happen.
With John Stamos in a left frame for it?
No, not even. Maybe just Frank frowning. Frank, what is it about Elvis? Like, I mean, you look at it and you see,
well,
like,
the guy was he was my age. I mean, think about it. He was younger than
your age.
He had a maid. He had servants. He had yes men. He had an entourage. He would shoot.
So you
DVDs.
Feel underaccomplished? Is that safe to say?
That's very safe to say. But I would assume that. Pardon me.
Do you want that?
I would assume that the majority of the population feels underaccomplished. Would you not agree with that, No Style?
Well, I think the only way to, you know, nobody ever feels like they've done it all, right? I mean, and if they do, they haven't done anything good in a very long time, right? So, I mean, the drive is that you haven't done enough or that you haven't done your best and you want to fucking do that. That's what drive is. I'm not where I want to be. I'm working to get there. But you are like, well, I'm here, and I guess there's nothing else I can do.
Frank's like,
I've tried all I can.
Place that I thought here was.
Here's I've tried all I can.
Place that I imagined.
Yeah, if Frank had to prepare Thanksgiving dinner, he would just put a fucking frozen turkey on the table and said, I've done everything I can. That's it. This is the best I can do. I mean, I looked at all those other pictures of Thanksgiving's past. The brown turkey, they had cranberry sauce. It's a callback. I don't have the song either. I lost it. But I do have this one, Frank. And I think that you're in a funk. And I think you found this song and you actually...
love it.
You do love it.
Hank.
And it's a tease for what we're going to be doing next week.
Nice.
We're going to be bringing back, and I'm not going to say what it is. We're going to be bringing back a classic bit from the DJ New Style show that we haven't done in a very long time.
Frank, do you know the first two words?
And of I'm what?
Of your the favorite song. Song right now. Your new favorite song.
The song.
Of course I do.
Well,
let's hear it.
Here we go.
Roly poly.
Okay, here. Here it is.
Roly poly, eating corn and bacon.
That's right.
He's hungry every minute of the day. Roly poly, gnawing all the biscuit. As long as he can chew it, it's okay. He can eat an apple pie. He likes everything from soup to hay.
Soup to hay.
Holy, 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 daddy's little patty. I'll bet he's gonna be a man someday.
Daddy's little fatty.
I don't know what that's gonna be. I don't know what that means. But next week, we'll find out exactly what that means. Frank's new song. Frank's favorite new song. Frank, can you hit us with the hook a little bit?
Roly poly, eating my stromboli.
No.
Going.
That's not right. That is not right at all, Frank.
Frankly,
God
Frank just
damn it.
The entire hook back to Italy.
Aging. Frank's ways. Frank's mania. Frank's crazy, unforeseeable, unfathomable lifestyle. Doesn't seem that far off, actually. I have some news to announce. I want a lot of people to gather in a field with shovels and start digging, as I think it's going to be time pretty soon, because for the last 10 wipes, I have found blood on the toilet paper, and I never thought this... Why are you applauding? Why are you?
Welcome to the club, my friend.
This is not a club.
I'm not in this club.
There is no funny hat or patch that we put on our jacket for this. This is, I don't know why there's red on my toilet paper. I'm fucking frightened. I will stop wiping and sit in shitty pants at my desk.
Hold on a second. Didn't you just say that you didn't change any of the toilet seats in your house when you moved in?
Yeah, but I also didn't fucking do a whirly around the edge of the fucking seat with my asshole. I mean, I'm not wiping my cheeks. Frank, do you wipe your cheeks? How far do you take the wiping?
I wipe it up to my...
Your navel?
The small of my back.
The small of my back? What?
He has a post with a towel wrapped around it, and he wipes his ass and back like a bear.
Small tree. Do you have the small tree just installed in your bathroom so you can wipe your ass on it? The small of your back.
God damn it! Yeah, Frank, it's been maybe 5 days, and I've seen little spots of blood, and I stop there. It's usually on maybe the third wipe, and I'm done. I don't care what's left. Third wipe, done. Done. It's been less and less, though, the last couple days. Today, very faint. Is that what happens to you? Is it an ebb and flow, or is it always just fucking bloody every time you wipe?
Hey, have you ever had a hemorrhoid?
No, I never have.
So, do you know what a hemorrhoid is? Because you may have a hemorrhoid that's bleeding.
It's stopping.
I mean Frank is a totally different story. I'm saying for like regular people that have blood in their stool, That happens. I've had a hemorrhoid too.
Oh, maybe.
Don't worry about
that. I don't
know.
Maybe I need a Tux medicated pad to cool it down. I mean, it's not burning. I don't have a burning ass. Maybe I'm just actually shitting blood out. I don't know, Frank. What do you? Is it Frank? Yours is bloody because you wipe it to death.
Do you wipe to the point where there's nothing left on the tissue?
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
So you go for a clean wipe?
I try to. Sometimes. Don't judge me. Sometimes in my own home,
that's right.
No, I'm saying, and what I'm about to say may sound gross. In my own home, I will dip a little bit in the sink. I will dip and get a clean fucking or schwank. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can't dip toilet paper. It gets too.
What, water?
You get a good fucking clump of it. Okay.
No.
Yeah, but then when you wipe it, it just doesn't feel right.
No, you get it damp enough that it doesn't sop. You just get it. You get a nice, like you do the diner table effect. You know, they wipe it down with that wet rag and it gets dry really quickly.
And they get the.
There you go.
Right. Yeah.
They never hit it with a dry rag. It always comes out great. That's what I do.
You don't go dry before wet if you're cleaning a table.
I only go wet.
Wet
from,
dry
from here on out. No more dry. Let it drip. I don't give a shit.
That's. I mean, as long as you get the wet in. No, seriously, like, that's why all of Europe uses bidets. I mean, they get the fucking water injection in their ass, and then they drop once.
Would you invest in a bidet, Frank? Would you ever do that?
I would love a bidet.
You can get an attachment for your toilet.
I know, but I would love a bidet. But the only thing is, when you're using it, doesn't the shit go all over the place?
No, it doesn't.
Only if you have shit all over your ass.
Yeah, if you have fucking dingleberries the size of golf balls, maybe it would. I believe they have. They probably have bidet attachments for your toilet, Frank, that you can buy on Amazon.
Yeah, I'd have to go for the real thing.
You would do the full blown thing. Where would you install it? Have another pipe run, blast through the tile, or would you just throw this on top of the goddamn toilet that you use?
I'd have to get a whole other one right next to it.
Mm. Well, if you decide,
have
to
you ever used a bidet?
No, I never have. I'm intrigued. I would do it, but I have a feeling that people don't want you to use their fucking bidet as a guest. I wouldn't want anybody on mine. I wouldn't blame somebody from bidet blocking me. I'd bidet block them all day. Yeah. No, it's fucking. It's gonna fucking fish all the shit out of somebody's ass, and I have to fucking use it after them. I don't fucking think so. No, you're bidet blocked. Frank, would you allow others to use your bidet?
No, never. There's no using my bidet.
Bidet. Christ. Steve, you had, on the surface, what seems like a fucking lame question, but now that I think about it, it actually seems like a pretty interesting one. You wanted to find out, like last week, for example, you asked, what do you do to chill out?
Yep.
And you had a similar question for this week. That I'd like you to ask right now. You don't.
Are you
going
to make me forget again? No. It's what do you do to relieve stress?
That's not it at all, actually.
Close. It's close.
No, that's actually not it at all. How did you fuck this up 2 weeks in a row? It's really not that fucking difficult.
What was the question? I forget the exact wording. It's all the same shit.
It is,
out.
But it. Stress. That's even sadder. Steve, that's even more fucking sad. It's what do you do to, and then the two thing is what you fucking forgot. You remembered the what do you do, but what you wanted to know was what do you do to combat boredom? That's what your question of the week was.
That was the last one. That was the last question of the day.
What do you mean the last question of the day?
That was like the last thing we discussed.
Well, we're going for it right now.
Combat boredom. Yeah. Frank, go to sleep.
Frank, you know, that's what he does to chill. That's not his answer for everything. Frank, what do you do to combat boredom?
I just go to sleep, really.
Shut the fuck up.
I fucking knew it, dude.
When you're bored, you just go to sleep.
I'm bored.
Are you serious?
No, I'm very rarely bored, so I've never had that service before.
Interesting answer.
Never been bored.
Steve, what do you do to combat boredom?
I like to play games. I think going to games, or if there's a sporting event on that even relatively I care about, I'll watch a sporting event.
Okay. But just, that's not like, that's opportunistic. That's not like I'm bored and I need something to do.
I play Bejeweled Blitz on Facebook. That's what I do.
I don't
roly poly eating my stromboli.
Roly poly, scrambled eggs for breakfast. And bread and jelly 20 times a day.
Bread and jelly.
I love it. I love it. You asked me, Steve, and I don't know. I don't remember when I was bored last. Where'd you fall? Oh, it's on my blog, right? Hey, Frank?
Yeah.
Can you not do that now?
Pardon me?
Can you not do that now? Thanks. Do you want to be part of the conversation? That would be fucking swell.
What were we talking about Tucker Pepper before?
Maybe about 20 minutes ago, sure.
I think it was 10 minutes ago, but anyway.
Oh, God. Can I just tell you
something? I got to excuse myself.
From
what?
Hold on a second. No, you're not going to fucking leave yet. I understand what you got to do, but you're not going to leave yet. Because I have fucking just had it with you just doing your own fucking thing. In the middle of, like, okay, maybe it's not the greatest conversation.
About it, and you said you lost a file, so I thought it would be nice if you had heard the file and then that I had recovered it. So I thought
Is that the best fucking time to do it, though?
You mean when we were talking about what Steve does in his spare time?
I mean,
should I have done it earlier in the show?
Well, Frank, here's the thing. Maybe you should fucking, I don't know, listen to what the fuck we're saying and have something to say about it? Or maybe chime in or steer it somewhere else and not just play a fucking sound effect in the middle of a fucking conversation.
Listen, I gotta excuse myself.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Beat it. What a fucking jerk.
Oh my God.
I hope he fucking sits on his goddamn rocking chair and
dude,
the fucking.
This is two nights. This is two nights in a row.
I hope the blanket.
Same way, two nights in a row.
By the way, that is exactly how the fucking show prep meeting ended last night. He just started singing.
Frank's like, I have to excuse
He started
myself.
Singing and making noises as we were talking about stuff that we want to do on the show. And then he's like, I gotta go. But I gotta go. Fuck, I hope that the blanket he uses to warm his knees as he's in a rocking chair is the same one they put smallpox in and they gave to those fucking Indians he loves so much.
Anthrax.
That motherfucker. I fucking could not hate him. I fucking hate him. Ah, Christ, what a fucking loon. I was going to say, Steve, I was going to actually give you an answer and dignify your topic. By saying, I don't know the last time I've actually been fucking bored, because I have so many fucking obligations at this point.
Here's the
and
thing.
it's my own doing. I get myself involved in too many fucking things, and I almost want to be bored so I can just do what I would like to do, which is nothing. Turn a fucking TV on and flip until I see, I don't know, some fucking...
Ancient aliens.
Some Japanese dude on a fucking obstacle course. Right before the show, there was a show on called, I don't know, American Ninja Warrior or some shit. And this dude was on a fucking insane obstacle course, and all I wanted to do was fucking watch that show, but I had fucking shit to do for the show. And I don't know why I bothered. I don't know why I fucking bothered. That show is everything I would ever want to watch. And
I love the old school Ninja Warrior with the Japanese guys, not the new ones.
Why not? White dudes can do it too. Why?
Yeah,
no. Does it
white,
give you? It
white
gives
dudes
you hope.
Can do it too.
It gives you hope that there are actual ninjas when you see Asians doing it.
No. It was better because the translation was just horrible, and they try to like make something funny of the translations.
Fuck, I don't know. See, I remember being like cripplingly bored as a kid. Like,
in high school and middle school,
like the summer vacation. I remember like being like, I don't know, 8, 9, or 10, even just like laying on the floor and staring at the fucking ceiling and chanting.
Dude, I watched Wimbledon. I watched Wimbledon for like 6 years as a kid. Because Wimbledon was always during the summer. It's like summer. Oh, Wimbledon. Cool.
Here's what I did. I was 10 years old, and for an hour, rather than actually do something or find something to do, I chanted, "No one to play with and nothing to do. No one to play with and nothing to do." No. And I had Nintendo, and I had fucking, like, I had Nintendo, I had I could draw, I could do all this shit, but I had just, I got in such a fucking funk of, I had nothing to do that I wanted to do. I would lay on the fucking floor and stare at the ceiling and chant, "No one to play with and nothing to do," in that little kid droning, no pitch fucking voice. I guarantee my parents were really considering either leaving me somewhere or
here's the mall.
Or
goodbye.
Yeah. Or calling around town asking if anybody had a windowless van. I that was horrendous. But I don't get that. I don't have that anymore. I have so much fucking shit to do that, like, if I'm not doing something, if I'm actually enjoying myself, pretty much, I feel like I'm
guilty.
I'm guilty. Guilt. I feel guilty. Like, there's things I should be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking, it's terrible. Absolutely fucking miserable. I want to watch rap battles. I just want to fucking obsess.
My God. No, you don't.
I want to obsess. Watch rap battles. My YouTube obsession of the day, which happens to be freestyle rap battles. And I didn't know, Steve, that this actually made it so fucking big now that they have pay-per-view events.
Pay-per-view Ustream.
King of the Dot, I believe it's called. An event on Ustream that was so promoted, I didn't even fucking hear about it, but apparently something went down. And actually, here's what happened. It was an event that was billed as Cannabis, the major rapper, recording artist, and a guy named Disaster, who is an underground champion freestyler.
Wait, first of all, props to a former guest that I got on the show.
Yes.
Mike Feedback, because he alerted me to this, and I alerted you to this.
Yeah, so basically, it was a pay-per-view event. People had to pay to actually attend, I think, as well, it seemed. And it didn't go too well. Cannabis versus Disaster didn't go too well. I'm going to play a couple of excerpts. I'll start with Disaster.
I thought it went great.
You think it did? I'm going to play Disaster, a little piece of his.
You physically bit like a little bitch. You squat tripping and they all getting killed. You dogs. I'm skinning them, knitting them into a sweater quicker than Cruella DeVille. I'm ill. Look at this. Look at this fucking treatment I'm giving them. Look at the treatment I'm giving this old-ass senior citizen that wouldn't be seen within the reach of 300 feet of the streets of Michigan from all the nightmares and dreams of Slim repeatedly ripping him.
Wow. He's saying that to Cannabis. It's really fucking good, right? And this guy is excessively white. He rips it up. He does a great fucking job. And his combatant, Cannabis, should I just say that he embarrassed himself? I guess. Or should I just play this?
To say people can judge the word embarrass as they want from here on out.
Okay, I'm gonna actually play this. This video on YouTube, which is called Cannabis. Should I say it? I don't even know. Will that ruin it? The video on YouTube is called. And keep in mind, this is a pay-per-view event. Freestyle rap. Now, Steve, for those who don't know, freestyle rap, what does that mean?
It means battle rap. Means you come up with your shit on the fly.
Yeah.
Or you know what? Most of it now is basically people memorizing raps. They're like, yo, I'm going to battle this guy.
But you present it. You present it. You sell it. And you're out there.
It's you, a mic,
and the guy in front of you. And that's all the components, right?
Yeah.
Well, at this freestyle rap event, Cannabis, who has had 10 albums, let's say, that have charted, he's had infamous wars with very, very famous people like LL Cool J, Eminem, I think even Wyclef for some fucking reason.
Wyclef? How the fuck do you have beef with Wyclef?
I don't know. But Cannabis pulls out a notebook. At a fucking freestyle battle, he pulled out a fucking notebook. And this is him doing it right here. We have to address this.
You physically bit like a little bitch. You squat tripping, then they all getting killed. Your dogs, I'm skinning them, knitting them into a sweater.
That's the same fucking thing. I'm gonna actually just skip ahead.
Disaster.
Yeah, that's disaster. Whatever.
It all rhymed, and there were different words.
Yeah, that's right. This is that was disaster, and so far this me explaining this is becoming a disaster. But I'm gonna actually start right now.
Talking to everybody in here.
This is cannabis.
Hey, listen to me.
Hey.
The boy can spit, all right?
He wins.
I'm prepared for 3 weeks every day to come here. You understand me? I wrote so many fucking rhymes, you can't memorize all that shit.
I'm not a freestyler.
I'm not a good freestyler, all right? I'm technical. Always been that way. And I didn't come here to let y'all down. All right, so this is what I'm gonna do. This is what I can't do no more than what I'm gonna do. So work with me. You win this, all right? But I want to still spit my shit. Understand me?
Go in.
You understand me?
By the way, he turns around. One of his mans in them hands him a fucking like a legal pad.
New shirt.
Also, he's got his arm in a fucking sling. And it's just is not going well. The reaction from the crowd, like, what was he expecting? He's saying, I just want to spit my shit. I'm going to spit my shit. Was he expecting, like, yeah, you go anyway. We want to hear your rhymes that you wrote on a notepad. So here it is.
Hey, yo! Y'all came here to listen to rhymes, right? This motherfucker.
All right. Notebook.
So
notebook
all I want to do is spit my shit. All right. The man win. All right. Let me spit my shit.
Embarrassing.
Nah. Fuck that. Let me spit my shit. Y'all paid y'all bread.
Y'all paid y'all bread.
Everybody, shut up. Listen.
Announcer.
I'ma just spit my shit from the top, the way that I was rehearsing it. You understand me?
Oh, he pulls out a notebook. He's flipping pages now, by the way, and rocking back and forth.
Yeah, rocking.
Flipping pages. Shifting his weight from foot to foot. And meanwhile, everybody has a look of disbelief. His opponent, Disaster, is now just staring at the camera.
The greatest part is when Disaster starts staring at the camera, because that lasts until the end.
Hey, yo!
Here it is. This is what he wrote. 3 weeks.
That's not what I would call Diz. See, Diz is something different. A faggot nigga trying to make a living off of dissing. He walk around spitting battle raps like he ill, but he can't avoid the fact. Yeah, he do got skills. 2012, I still spit that shit real niggas feel. Why does 99% of you resemble Mad Ills?
What?
I don't even know what that is.
Write that stupid look on your face. You straighten the height, looking like that Indian from Office Space. Hold it down!
Oh. Oh, God.
Disaster, just stop it! You trying to battle on some pop shit. You weak. And you sound like Andy Milonakis. Hey, yo, brother.
Oh, God damn it.
Yo,
I'm just here to tell you that
cannabis is
God loves
guys.
All his creations except you. And after tonight, your battle rap career will be through. Then I'ma hop into the backseat of your cab and rhyme. What the fuck you looking at me for, Ali? Drop!
Yo, Ali, shut up. Listen to the man's lyrics. Come on.
The announcer is telling, hey, everybody, shut up. Listen to the man's lyrics. Listen to the man's lyrics. How fucking bad is this?
You know why? Yo, I was reading the YouTube comments on some of the shit, and they said people paid $12,000. altogether.
Oh my!
Like $12,000 was like.
Wait, what do you mean they paid $12K? They paid him?
Everybody, no, everybody that was in there to hear the rap battle paid a.
Oh my god! The
$12,000,
and that's the people in attendance, not the people who bought it on Ustream.
I don't know. In attendance.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Jesus
so,
Christ.
So like. Basically, like the rebuttal of cannabis is that all these people paid money and he lost hard, so he's like, I'm gonna make it worth their money. Mm. but he did.
Steve, he did write these rhymes. I'd love to hear more. I mean, 30 pages of rhymes in this motherfucker. Here it is.
Yeah.
Turn around here. Yo, y'all don't want to hear the shit.
Yo. The announcer yelled no.
Y'all don't want to hear the shit. I stopped. Y'all don't want to hear the shit.
Oh, is that bad?
Yo! I came out here. You paid me my bread. They paid their bread. Let me spit my shit. Y'all want to hear this shit or not? Yeah. Then shut the fuck up. Hey, yo, this ain't no regular battle. This is about your intellectual power. A cold-blooded disrespect for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's so far.
Just the rocking back and forth. And the fucking page turning.
Oh. Genocide by drone strike. Disaster bones in a cave. He in the stone age, playing CeeLo with stone dice. God put me here to eat shit and die. But when I made the infinite rhyme, he changed his mind. But you just a funny guy with peanut butter brown honey eyes.
Peanut butter brown honey ass. Oh,
what?
I think cannabis is no.
what we're playing here is not a good example of a freestyle battle. In fact, it's probably the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Like when we had Mike Feedback on, we played what I thought was a pretty bad example of somebody engaging in a freestyle battle. The guy had really lame lines. He just wasn't funny. He wasn't really good. But this is this is a professional. Like this guy has sold, I would say, millions of records.
Yeah, multi millions.
Multi millions sold, and he comes in with a fucking notebook and thinks it's gonna be okay and thinks it's gonna be embraced. And here's the thing. Pull out a notebook, but fucking wow us. Like, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah, you got us. You write your shit and you don't go freestyle. Sure, whatever. It sucks. It's fucking lame, but he wrote his rhymes down, so naturally it should be pretty good when he performs them. But instead, it's a line or two, a lame punchline, and then 30 seconds of fucking back,
rocking,
forth, back, forth. Page flip, back, forth. Now, you remember when we heard Disaster's fucking rhymes, right? I mean, they were pretty goddamn amazing. Listen.
I am Peter Griffin. Repeatedly ripping him. I am Peter Griffin. So why do I beef with this chicken?
Hold it down.
I am Peter Griffin. So why do I beef with this chicken? Jabbing and kicking repeatedly till he bleeds from his ribs and then falls asleep in the concrete in the same fetal position he was left him in ever since Eminem beat his career in submission and didn't let him spit again. Blackball, you restricted him, blocked him from his mission or any other business attempt. So technically Slim ended up stiffing him harder than he did to Kim ever since the last time the bitch attempted taking half of his shit from him.
Okay, now, whether you appreciate this or not, whether you're into rap or not, know that that guy said more words than is written on that entire fucking notebook in that last 30-second clip.
That just came off.
He performed it. He had expressions. He used his fucking hands. He addressed the crowd. It's just fucking sad to me. It's fucking sad, and it's a sorry goddamn fucking showing. Cannabis, man, fuck. Steve, have you ever seen anything so fucking bad? Have you ever seen anything this fucking bad?
No, train wrecks.
Yeah, it's just fucking miserable. I mean, the comments on this video are people asking for their money back. Honestly, this proves the crowds are dumb as fuck. They go from cheering disaster, trying to be a scientist, to cheering his say, fuck that, science is dumb. I mean, that's something that happened in there. This is the wackest battle I've ever seen in my life. Cannabis equals junior, my wife and kid. I don't even know what the fuck that means. See, I'll find out what that means in 10 years because I am a Caucasian. But needless to say, that's probably not a good, not accolades for the skills of cannabis. He pulled out a fucking notebook and he didn't even, like, it's not like he tried to cheat or do anything like that. He was really blatant about it and he still fucking sucked.
Yeah, he thought it was okay.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, all right, everyone's going to love me for pulling out a notebook and being like, oh, this is what I wrote. Here it is.
Yeah.
And then he's like, here it is.
And I got news for you. Like, when I watch this shit,
battling against me wins.
Half of me is looking for something that disaster did, something that impresses me. And the other half is absolutely looking for this moment when someone self implodes, when someone just pulls out a fucking notebook or fucking falls down and gets punched in the face or just fucking gets ruined by this. And that's exactly what happened to cannabis.
You gotta play the last.
I was watching this after, when Steve showed it to me, and I was the noises I was making were like, "Oh God! Oh man! Oh no! No!" Amanda ran downstairs and goes, "Are you okay?" Because like she can't hear Steve because I have headphones on. All she hears is me making noises of like the same noises I would find out if I was hearing a phone conversation explaining to me that a relative died. I was like, oh, oh, no. No, no, it's horrible. No.
My stomach.
It was so fucking bad. So fucking bad. And people paid to see it. It is available on YouTube, though, if you dig around. Someone posted the entire thing. Not that I approve of that. I encourage you to spend your money on things that you like. I encourage you to go to heroestalk.com/Amazon, purchase something nice for yourself, a new laptop. Fuck Alex Webbs and his goddamn opinions. Apple's coming out with a new line of MacBooks. Go ahead and buy one for yourself. God damn it, you deserve it. And if you'd like to help us out, go to heroestalk.com/support. Spread the news of our shows. Tell people who might enjoy this fine entertainment on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. Tune in tomorrow night for Bug Zapper Radio. Best in Show Radio, returning live soon. Soon. Stay tuned to heroestalk.tumblr.com, our blog, all the news and updates, episodes, and the like. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say? Did you have that on a notebook?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I really, really appreciate it. And rest in peace, Cannabis' career. DJNewStyleShow.com. Subscribe, download everything we've ever done, and tell some people. Thank you, and have a good week.
Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.